Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
Category 4 hurricane in Florida right now, Hurricane Ian, trying to keep you updated on that. We had a live briefing from Governor DeSantis just a few minutes ago. Scott Jervy is back with us, retired chief meteorologist Steve Jervy. Fred's doing a lot this afternoon. Sue just ran up to me. Steve will find this interesting. I've got a sheet because I can't remember anything, and it's in front of me, and it said Scott, so I apologize. Steve, retired chief meteorologist. But what was funny about it is Sue is like, I didn't know what was happening. She's coming up behind me, and it was a moment of panic, and I already got the name out. So
That's we okay. tried, Steve. We tried.
You were down at WFLA in Tampa, and you were chief meteorologist here in St. Louis at KDNL. You're down in the Tampa area right now. What can you tell? I mean, what we're seeing right now, some of the early images of the damage don't look good, and this storm surge is still building, isn't it?
Well, the winds are going to come around the backside. The storm is inland. It's moved inland now. But think about a big wheel going counterclockwise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once the storm moves inland, you're basically bringing the winds around the backside and shoving that water onto the shore. So even though the storm is inland, it's made landfall, this big swirling thing, and this is much bigger than Charlie was in 2004 geographically. It's just going to bring that water onshore and push it up into those rivers and those inland waterways. I've heard up to 12 feet in some of the areas, and it still has 130 mile per hour winds. It was just shy of a Category 5 storm when it made landfall.
Have you seen, I'm sure you have, some of the images from Naples kind of stand out this afternoon where it just looked like there was a river in downtown Naples. Now, some of that might subside. I think I heard Governor DeSantis say that. But that really, and we talked about this yesterday, Steve, that really is some of the concern, even for people who may have tried to ride this storm out. You have power outages now, and you have this big wall of water.
Yeah, this is the difficulty. Storm surge is essentially a fast rising tide, and water is water. It's destructive. It's heavy. It moves very quickly, and it doesn't stop for anything. And that's the thing with storm surge. It's the deadliest thing with a hurricane, and people often discount that. But once they see it, they're believers, and we're seeing it with this storm on coastal spots. And the winds are still destructive. They're observed winds at Captiva were 129 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh.
In St. Louis, maybe vacation there. It's like they know where Captiva is, and that's ridiculous. That's a strong hurricane.
Well, and I was just there in July, and we have a lot of friends down there, a lot of friends in the Fort Myers area, and people kind of hanging on for dear life right now, I think.
Steve, how about electricity? I mean, is it weird that you have it? We keep seeing on TV that there's a million people who don't have it.
Correct. I still have it. No, I have not seen the worst of it, I would estimate. And actually, it's been observed. We've seen wind gusts 50, 60, 70 miles an hour where I am. Things blow around pretty good. But, it is pretty random. But with those winds, it doesn't take much in some areas. The electrical grid isn't the best. My lines aren't buried. They're up there in the sky on a post. And very vulnerable in areas with big trees. Florida has a lot of oak trees and whatnot. So we're very vulnerable to power outages. Good news is the crews are all set up, and they have been, days before the storm started. They come from all over the country to come and help us out, and our crews do the same thing around the country when it happens elsewhere.
Steve, is there still the risk, usually with a hurricane, and I think I heard some discussion about this, when it moves inland, is there a strong possibility of tornadoes developing?
Yes, not so much around the eye of the hurricane, but there's these rain bands that kind of spiral off the center of the hurricane, almost like tentacles of an octopus, and they spiral off of there. And there's a lot of wind shear. That's wind that changes direction with height that causes the spinning. And within those, they've seen quite a bit. They just randomly put a tornado watch out when a hurricane is coming because there's so much danger in those rain bands because the shear is so high at producing fast-moving tornadoes. They're briefly violent, and then they're gone.
Well, when this surge comes and after it's over, how – well, I guess you don't really know, do you, Steve? I mean, it depends on how high it is, how destructive it is, how long it takes to even clean up, or when you can expect this to mostly be over and the cleanup can start.
Well, think about this. You move all that water inland, and you've got to move it back out again. And until the water stops blowing onshore, coming from the west in some fashion, the water is going nowhere. So you have maybe 12, 13, 14 inches of rain that fell. It's trying to drain where it typically drains, and it can't because the winds are blowing inland. So until that wind changes and that natural flow of water out into the Gulf will resume, that water is staying right there.
This is certainly one that is meeting, unfortunately, the expectations from what we're seeing so far. But Steve, thank you so much for the help. I know it's a bit of a daunting time, certainly for people that are well south of you. And at this point, is Tampa still going to get hit pretty hard with a lot of rain and flooding, or what do you know?
Not so much flooding. In fact, yeah. I don't know if you saw the pictures out of Tampa, but the water was going out of the bay. The seafloor was exposed.
Oh, we were on the north side.
Yeah, winds are blowing offshore, so it was draining the water out of Tampa Bay. You'll see those pictures later on.
Yeah, I'm sure we
will.
Wow. Steve Jervey, thank you so much. Stay safe.
Stay safe.
Okay.
That was that's interesting. First of all, he's super knowledgeable. I love people.
He's awesome.
He knows all this
stuff.
He's
awesome.
Right? I have a friend, you know, he's talking about these utility crews that go down there. I'd be curious to see how many from around here in Missouri, but you can every once in a while. I've been on the road before. I'd have to think what storm it was, and you're heading back, and you see just a parade of utility trucks going in a certain direction, knowing that it's probably there for storm relief. I had a friend of mine in Milwaukee who had he was a guy who did a tree service, so he would cut down trees and things like that. If you have a tree in your backyard, if you need that, but he would also, and when he was a younger man, he's probably about my age right now, but when he was younger, so in his 20s and 30s, he would, when things like this happen, take a crew down to Florida, to North Carolina, to Louisiana, and a lot of people from around the country would do this because they needed people to come in and clear those trees, and he made a blank ball
a lot
ton
of
money because they needed the help. But I mean, it was hard work, like for weeks.
Didn't you, when Steve said they prepared for it, they have crews coming and their crews go out. I mean, they've got this thing super organized as far as that goes.
Yeah,
they help each other. It really makes me happy.
I did hear, the one cut at the top of the hour with Fox does raise questions. I get that, people make their own decisions and everything. But when you ride something out and then you have to call for a rescue, you may want to think about that, right? And that's what's happening with some of the people down there. But we'll keep you updated. I'm most certain that our audio cut of the day is going to be focused on this a little bit later this afternoon. But we have an event coming up on Tuesday. It's another Protecting Your Retirement event, October 4th at the St. Louis Hilton Frontenac. And we would like to invite you to come out. Mark Cox, Annie Fry, and I will all be there with Thomas Helbig and Robert Kershaw. And they are with me in the studio this afternoon with the Retirement Advisory Group. Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great, Mark. Good to be on.
Good to
have us.
Good to see you. We got some beautiful weather here in St. Louis, finally, and we have another Protecting Your Retirement event, I believe.
It's the last one of the year.
That was going to be my question.
You want to attend this one, especially if you're watching your 401ks, your IRAs lose value. We're an official bear market now.
I'm not looking.
A lot of people. The S&P 500 is almost 24%
down as of yesterday's close.
So let's talk a little bit just about any kind of hope there. Obviously, I've got a little time left, but I'm getting to my late 50s, so you start worrying about this and worrying about the stock market having time to recover. I still think traditionally over time, you see gains and you see losses like this, but man, there's probably some panic in the streets right now, right?
Oh, definitely. And especially with all this inflation, it's going to get worse. I mean, when all these top Ford, GM and all these companies are saying we're looking.
Yeah,
I mean we're headed for a global recession.
Yeah, they're pulling.
They're
back.
All saying it.
Right,
they're all pulling back.
So what? We haven't had a bear market for a while, right?
Oh, 13 years.
Yeah. So
it was the end of the March of 2009 was the last of the bear market. So we had a 13-year run.
So your advice now becomes even more important, I think. Right.
It does.
I've been doing this messaging for you only for a year and a half because I'm you know, sort of the new kid on the block still here on 97.1. But so much has happened in 18, 19 months.
Yes.
It's incredible,
absolutely,
isn't it?
It is. It is. And it's just going to get worse. So
it is.
And if you're out there and you're 59 and a half years old, take advantage of the in-service rollover to an IRA. Everybody allows it with your 401k. So you can stay with the 401k, roll it over, get your money safe. We'll teach you the strategies why our clients will not lose any money and their position. So when the market comes back, you'll get the growth.
Yeah, Bob,
but you won't lose anything.
Yeah, I wanted to add, we are proud to say we haven't lost a penny of our clients' money in 36 years. And that's because we teach you how to link to the market.
Instead of owning the market.
Yes. So you own, by linking to the market, you can take advantage of all the ups without taking advantage of the losses. So when the market's good.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, there's an advantage there. And that's one thing. Because, look, I think people hear that and they would be skeptical. You understand that. But when you gave me the list of some of your clients and I called, they emphasized that, too, that there was never any principal that was lost, and they were very, very happy with you. So when people register, and you can do that very easily, we'll guide you in here. RetirementKey.com is certainly the website. What, Thomas, are they going to learn? I've been to several of these. We do a little intro. It's not a big time commitment. And then you kind of lay it out for people, right?
I speak for 45 minutes. That's it. But we will show you the strategies of linking to the market. See, most people don't know that that strategy exists. It's been around for going on 28 years. But a Wall Street broker advisor is not allowed to teach you about it. They're not. You have to work with an independent advisor, and that's what we are.
When you say link to the market, though, Bob, what is that? Can you give a little bit more broader definition of that?
Hard to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, really. We would love to go over that with you in the seminar and then on our
one. We have
one-on-one
a PowerPoint that will teach you how to do
it. Okay, I got you.
Yes, yeah. A lot easier that way than into a long spiel right here.
Yeah, but what I do want to add is, folks, don't wait until it's too late. We all see it's coming. We all know it's going to come. The good news is there is a light at the end of the tunnel. We will educate you. We will teach you on how you can keep your principal 100% safe without ever losing a penny and still be able to get the growth. So
you'll get our latest edition copy of Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. It's just been updated. The new book's being issued in about a week. We'll have it next week.
Are you finding any kind of trend this year in particular with new clients worried in particular about running out of money?
Oh, yes, they all are.
Everybody. That's
most retiree, there's two things they worry about. Will I have enough money to live off comfortably in retirement? And how long will my money last?
Yeah.
That's the two questions everybody wants to know.
And that's what we show
you. And that's what we show them. We put their own personalized structured income together when they come in for their first meeting with us, free of charge.
Bob, do you find that people underestimate? I mean, you don't know when you're going to go, right? You don't know when you're going to kick it. But you certainly kind of try to plan. I don't know, can people plan for living to 95 years old? But they might live to 95 years old, right?
You can plan for that, and
yes,
that's what we're going to help you do. People don't realize not only are you riding a volatile market, but the amount of fees that you're paying that you're probably not even aware of, and we will do a free fee a analysis for you and show you that as well.
Excellent. All right, give the details for the final Protecting Your Retirement event of the year, 6:30 p.m. next Tuesday night, the St. Louis Hilton Frontenac. It's a great location. It's easy to get to right there by Highway 40 in Lindbergh. Thomas, how do we register?
Go to retirementkey.com. Once again, retirementkey.com, or call our phone number
at 314-993-9494.
We will see you on Tuesday night, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, Mark.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun event. I hope you get signed up, and we'll see you there on Tuesday. We'll take a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines on something that I told the story about this on Monday about my parking lot confrontation. Sue and Fred kind of chastised me. I'm looking for some support out there. We'll retell the story. We'll see if anyone can relate this afternoon coming up next, plus an audio cut of the day and more. I shared a story on Monday's show about a parking lot confrontation that happened at the West County Mall right there at 141, but Manchester and 270. And don't know that I had complete and total support of my Odyssey employees here in the studio with me. When I shared this story, didn't feel the love that maybe I was anticipating from my story. And I've shared this story with a few more people, and I've had a much better reaction because they liked what I did. I'm not saying that you guys were wrong, but let me reshare the story here because I think there's some follow-up questions. I'm going to take some phone calls. All right, so I had to go to the Apple store. It was Sunday morning. I had a Genius Bar appointment, 11:45. So I roll into West County Mall. I'm coming off of 270. You can just get off and turn right there by Nordstrom. And the first left I take is into the parking lot. You can go to the right. There's a parking garage. Or to the left, there's the lot right in front of Nordstrom. And that's a little tight. You know, there's a lot of cars that park there. But I happen to turn right into the first line of cars, and there was someone pulling out. So I stopped right there. I turned my blinker on. There was not another car coming from in the other direction. But I noticed as the person was pulling out that someone had sort of stopped there as well. There is not any chance. Like, there's less than 0% that that person did not see me.
Did you have your blinker on?
Yeah. I had my blinker on.
We've established that, Brad. Yeah.
So the car pulls out, but the car pulls out from, you know, the parking space toward me, right? Backs out toward her, but then pulls out and passes me. And I didn't really even think of the possibility that someone would swoop in on that particular spot, because it wasn't like it was a tie or anything. It was, I was there first. So didn't really want to let that happen. So I pull my car in. I sort of angle in to the point where she's not getting in. I can't get in either, because we're sort of at a stalemate there. And I got out of the car and I said, I said, you know what you did. You saw me here. There's no way you're going to get into this spot. Now, I will say that I did not use profanity. I was very careful about this. So I circle around to her side of the car and she's barely opening her window, because I'm a really scary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Opposing man, apparently. And she calls me a word that starts with D and rhymes with Rick. And at that point, I'm like, seriously? I'm the D word? When you clearly knew what you were doing was wrong. And then I said, because her daughter was in the car, I said, you're embarrassing your daughter. Just let me have the spot. And then she did. But the thing that annoyed me more than anything else is she pulled the victim card and she pulled the woman card. She says, you're a D. I can't believe that you got out of your car and you're, you know, yelling at a woman. I really? Yeah, I am. And I feel pretty good about it right now. And I won the argument. And my point on Monday was, I'm not going to let this happen, because there's too many arseholes out there and you can't let them get away with it. So that's why I had the confrontation. That's why I did it. I have no regrets over it. Follow-up questions. Thank you. Okay. And okay. We'll open up the phone lines.
Would here. You have done this if Alexa, your daughter, was in the car with you?
Fred, I'll answer that question in a moment. Let me get out the phone numbers here. 314-241-9797. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking for support. I'm sure there's going to be some condemnation, but I also think there's going to be other stories along these lines.
I think so,
right?
Too.
So jump on in here if you'd like to share the story. Or if you were the woman that called me, the worm that rhymes with Rick, please call us.
Am I allowed to go
afternoon.
Yet, or are you going to answer Fred's question?
314-241-9797. Fred, your question is, restate the question, please.
Would you have gotten out of your car if you had your daughter Alexa with you?
That is a valid question. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can't sit here and tell you the answer definitively just because you just never know. I think I would have in this case because it was just so obvious to me that it was not her parking spot. And that's why I decided to escalate the confrontation, Fred. Thank you for the question, though. Next, Sue Thomas.
Sue Thomas,
in the
thank
front
you.
Row.
Thank you, Sue Thomas. Mine is, I think it's clear that you had the space. It was yours. My only issue is when you get out of the car as a male and confront a woman in the car, I would take it as aggression just because you got out of the car. Now, would you recommend, let's say, Alexa was driving, your wife was driving, and a man got out of the car and approached them, would you say, yes, roll down your window and hear what this individual has to say? Or would you say, this guy, this could be an explosive situation. It's not a good thing to do.
It's hard for me to argue against that. And I do understand that. But
that's my only issue with it.
And I get it. But you know what? This was one of those moments. I don't regret doing it because she was just so blatant. And I just wasn't going to put up with it. I wasn't in the mood. You're right, though, Fred. I mean, if Alexa's there, maybe there's a different approach. But here I am. I'm just trying to get to this Genius Bar appointment. And by the way, I was kind of pissed off just because Apple had screwed me. They told me I could come in without the Genius Bar, and I did that the day before. So I'm trying to knock a bunch of things down on Sunday. I want to get in. I want to get this done, drop my computer off. And then this happened. And what's funny, I thought about this. I didn't say this on Monday. The day before, I kind of had this had slipped my mind. The day before, 24 hours before that, when I went to drop the computer off when they didn't let me, similar thing happened where there was a guy. In fact, he was walking to his car and I rolled my window down, a couple. I said, hey, are you guys leaving? They said, yeah. I said, great. So I pull in, I have my blinker on. There's someone that approaches from the other side. This guy, sensing that something like what happened on Sunday could happen, specifically backs out toward me. So then blocks the other car. I didn't, even in that circumstance, I didn't really think that that other car was going to swoop in. But after what happened on Sunday, maybe it would happen. So let's take some calls about this. Unless there's any more follow-up questions.
I just don't think it's a good idea.
Peter Ducey, go ahead.
To get out of your car and confront anybody. It could blow up in many worse ways.
I get it. Louis or Luis?
Louis.
Louis, sorry about that. How are you, Louis? What do you think here?
Oh, you're okay. Well, I agree with what you did. In my position, I probably wouldn't have been able to get out of the car and approach a lady, even though I would like to have. But there is so much of that going on these days. In the last two and a half years, it's just gotten worse and worse and worse.
One of the points I made on Monday is, and when I talked to my friend Allison yesterday and I told her this story, and she was fired up about it as well. And one of the reasons she said she supported me is because there are so many people that in these confrontations, or maybe you have a traffic incident, someone doesn't yield properly, and then they look at you like you're the person at fault, right?
Mm-hmm. Or they pull Correct. A gun and it escalates to something awful.
Well, that is the problem. So.
Yeah, and so, that's what you don't know. That's my only objection, really. One of them.
Louis, thanks for the call. One of many. Gosh, you know what? I am so old, I can't even see the names on the phone.
That's all right. Go ahead and look at them.
Eve, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, I probably the same Sunday. Almost identical. Another lady, I have handicapped plates on my car. It was a handicapped spot. And the guy did, like you said, he backed out towards me. But before he could even go forward to take off, she hopped in the spot. And I, you know, said, you know, like basically nice move, and she had some expletives.
Yeah, she didn't care, right? She didn't
away.
Care. Yeah, right.
Oh, she didn't. She didn't care at all. And I probably passed her two or three times in the store, but you know, by the time it was all over with, like, we were walking down the same aisle, she couldn't even look at me. She knew she was wrong.
What is the matter with people?
Well, I think that's part of what the deal was. Thanks for the call. That's what my issue was the other day. She knew she was wrong. There was not any doubt. And she never denied that, by the way. There wasn't any.
Well, she
could. There wasn't any case to be made. Oh, I didn't see you there. I'm sorry. I didn't know. No. Okay? And she was embarrassing her daughter, and she knew that. Like I said, Mike, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Mark, I'm with you about 95% of the way there.
Okay.
I would have done the exact same thing, although I'm not sure about getting out of the car.
I
think you were wrong. Again, the safety thing. Now, Sue, I will say, if you're a woman and you've been in the wrong and a man does any act of aggression towards you, whether you are in the right or wrong, put the car in reverse and just back up, you know, and get out of there. But you're right. Even a woman, she could be, that sounded terrible. A woman could be packing just as likely as a man. She could take it as an aggression. Just a super quick story. I honked at somebody who blew through a stop sign, just tailgated through a stop sign at a shopping center. I honked at him. He proceeded to follow me, even though he was in the wrong.
Of course.
Aggressively charged me, saying that I had put his daughter's life at risk by not letting him run the stop sign. And I'll tell you what? I've never more in my life regretted not exercising the concealed carry permit that I had. Thankfully, it didn't come to that. But this guy could have been a defensive back in college. And if he had decided to take it any further without me being armed.
You know what? Here's what you're doing. You're actually illustrating the point of why I should not get out of the car.
Yeah.
Right? I think I told this story recently, too. I had somebody tailgating me. This is another one of my annoyances, right? You're going to get my brakes if you tailgate me. And I don't know why so many people do this, but there was a kid that was following me months ago. This is back in the spring. And, I mean, I was hammering he was just right on my ass. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? And he finally comes down my street, and I stopped. I got out of the car. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And he goes, I'm just driving. And then I thought to myself after that, well, what if he does pull a gun? Or what if he does? You know, you just don't know. It's not worth it. So, for the call. Well, I do understand.
Mark, I would have just waited her out. If you had the day, I'd have sat there for a half hour and to let her play. If she was in such a hurry that she had to have that spot, well, let's play chicken and see who wins. So,
yeah. I have no problem with that method, I would like to say.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I've actually, Fred, I don't know if you can vouch for me on this, but I actually, believe it or not, have improved upon
my
emotions.
It's, you're better than you were.
Yes. Now, that doesn't say much.
That's
but
true.
But I have, maybe this is a weak example, but I honestly, even though I probably shouldn't have gotten out of the car, I thought to myself, don't pull a Vic Faust, okay? So I didn't, and I like the word that starts with F, right?
Yes.
And I am not risk averse to, you know, laying someone out with my words. But in this case, I said nothing, but you knew you were wrong. You're not having the spot. And I said, nope, not gonna have. That was my approach.
Yeah.
I wasn't even angry. It was like, this is simply not going to happen. I wasn't going to have any of it.
Mm-hmm.
So my friend Allison, who I mentioned, said that this is what happens in the situation that he described. And this happens every once in a while. If you're on Big Bend at 141, you're heading west on Big Bend, and you can turn onto 141, and there's two turning lanes. And then if you're coming from the other direction, there's a yield. Like the people would have to yield. So if you're in the right-hand turning lane, and this has happened a couple of times, you're kind of watching, that person's supposed to stop and yield. I've had people that have not yielded, and then I've passed them looking at them like, hey, and they flip me off.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
did something wrong.
I know, it drives you nuts.
In that case, I genuinely wonder if someone knows what the word yield means.
No, they do. I think that people's level of caring, it's almost like they react with such anger because they know they're wrong. But it makes it somehow worse and makes them angrier. I don't understand it, but that's what it
there is. There has to be psychology along those lines.
Yes.
Because otherwise, look, there's times I'm not afraid of confrontation, but if I'm, it's pretty hard to have an argument when you clearly are in the wrong. I don't know what you say, but it apparently doesn't keep people from doing
crazy.
It.
You just go crazy. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Fred, for saying that I've at least gotten a little better.
No, you have.
I do feel better about that, right?
We're keeping producers.
No, that's a solid point. Are you saying
that's
there
right.
was a time you didn't?
Well, I mean, yeah. There might have been. I mean, look, I had one. Fred was there when this happened, I'm sure, at the old building when there was one producer just in the middle of the show just stopped, said, I can't take this anymore. I'm going back to work at Schnucks.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
That wasn't totally 100% on me. It was an intense show that they were, you know, trying to grab the reins of, and they had no business doing that. So, but Sue, look, I do take what you're saying to heart. And when these things happen, I think back and I sort of play them through my mind. And in retrospect, it wasn't this. I can't argue that it was a good thing to do. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have gotten a little bit better at pulling back. And a lot of this is because of my daughter. Like, if there's someone that's going to jockey me for position on the road, like it's a road rage thing, I don't really engage in that.
That's good.
I will, if someone's tailgating me, send you a strong message.
I get that.
That's the one thing that I
get
do.
That.
All right, it's 540, 97.1 FM Talk. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We still have an audio cut of the day. Get you updated on everything in Florida as well, which is not the best situation right now, but they're hanging in there with Ian. All right, we're getting toward the end of the week. We do have a roundtable for Friday's set. Donna Behringer will be here from the city of St. Louis. She used to be an alderwoman, but is also a state rep right now. Jeff Rainford, former chief of staff for Mayor Slay, who has a home in Fort Myers, and I spent some time with him playing golf down there over the summer, and he's just sort of waiting and seeing. He sent a message, our friend, our mutual friend, Tim McGowan. Tim's a developer here. He's got a big family, 30 or 35 brothers and sisters, something like that. 40, I don't know. It's a huge family.
Wow.
I'm kidding. But it's a big family. But he owns two restaurants down on Captiva and Sanibel.
Oh, neat.
The Green Flash, and then, oh gosh, I'm forgetting the Sand Dollar, because that was the new one
that
he bought.
That's really cool.
Yeah, except we got to hope that those restaurants are still there. And, you know, that is right by Fort Myers, and there were some cameras that were set up live on Captiva that did not look so good, and they're getting whacked, and so is Naples and some other areas down there. And now, as Steve Jervey, your friend who was a longtime meteorologist down in Tampa, has reported, the storm has moved inland, but you're still getting, how did he put it?
He had a great analogy, a term for it. He said it's like a wheel turning backwards, and it was,
Okay, well, a couple things, and I do have an audio cut of the day coming up here in just a moment, but I did have to get some other things in today, and some of it is on the hurricane. One, and this is a big moment for DeSantis, there is no doubt, and I addressed this yesterday. I hate to bring politics into it, but Ron DeSantis is likely to run for president. He's likely to perhaps win if Donald Trump is not in the mix, and if he somehow is blamed, the media is going to try to blame him. I'm going to play that right now, but if somehow he gets tagged with something that is, you know, not responsive to the people that really need his help in Florida, then that's going to be bad for politics, and the national media will try to make that no matter what. You want an example of that? Here it is.
Peter Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that...
I clipped that at the beginning. He referred... This is important. The beginning is important because it's the FEMA director.
FEMA Administrator Chris Wells said today that she acknowledged concerns that Florida, as was said, lacks response to the storm so far, and that...
Whoa. Give me a break.
It's unbelievable. And this is what I love about DeSantis, because he's like, well, no.
It's nonsense. Stop politicizing, okay? Stop it. We declared a state of emergency when this thing wasn't even formed. We've had people in here. You've had counties doing. They've done a lot of hard work. And honestly, you're trying to attack me, I get. But, like, you're attacking these other people who've worked very hard. And so that's just totally false. I don't think we've ever, certainly since I've been governor, declared a state of emergency this early. We made sure that we were very inclusive with it. We said that there was a lot of uncertainty, and we've worked to make sure the preparations that have been done and all the stuff. You talk to the people at the counties when they've needed something, stuff gets there very quickly because of what Kevin and his team have done.
You know, one of the things that happens in events like this is sometimes the best of humanity comes out.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
You know, we have a country that is so divided right now, we can't agree on anything, but my gut still tells me that if Florida is suffering, that the rest of the country is going to help. We're going to do things. We're going to have drives, food drives, supplies, whatever it is. We've done it before, and we will do that. And, you know, that maybe, I'm not saying that that's a good thing because of the circumstances, but they need that. And I think the country needs that right now. So I thought that was great the way that you shut down that reporter. Then there's Don Lemon. This is fun, too.
Can you tell us what this is and what effect climate change has on this phenomenon?
Well, we can come back and talk about climate change at a later time. I want to focus on the here and now. We think the rapid intensification is probably almost done. There could be a little bit more intensification as it's still over the warm.
Now, he tried to go down the climate change route, and the guy's like, look, that, first of all, this has nothing to do with climate change at this point. That's what they want the narrative to be.
Jeez.
It's unbelievable. Now, this is really one of my favorites here. Wait, I got to find out who this is because I think I love her so much. Now, she's interviewing a 16-year-old, and that is something that maybe some people might think is somewhat problematic. But this is a host across the pond in the UK, and her name is, let me see here, because I want to make sure that I credit the right person. Izzy Cook is the guest, okay? Heather Duplessis Allen. Boy, that's a lot of words there, and I probably mispronounced it, but she's interviewing Izzy Cook. Izzy Cook is a climate activist, not unlike Greta Thunberg, who has tried to scare the crap out of us in the past, too. Listen to this.
Am I allowed to go to Fiji? Is that necessary?
In the current climate crisis, I don't think that that's necessary.
When was the last time you were on a plane?
I'm not sure. Maybe a few months ago, to be honest.
Where'd you go?
Fiji.
Izzy! Izzy! Don't you care about the climate, Izzy?
Of course I care about the climate.
Not enough. You went to... Fiji. Izzy, come on, mate. Are you serious?
Now, she's laughing it off. She could have been harsher, but just in case you missed it there, you have a climate change alarmist that tells everyone to not get on airplanes. And in fact, when posed a question specifically about going to Fiji, nope, not a good time. We're in a climate emergency. Hey, when was the last time you were on a plane? Well, it was a couple months ago. Where did you go?
Fiji. Unbelievable.
And then then mom gets pissed off. Izzy's mom, Rose, very angry with that host for exposing her little girl's fundamental unseriousness on this issue. And she writes this. On Friday evening, I listened in horror as my 16-year-old daughter embarrassed herself because she didn't know any... No, I'm sorry. That was my line. As my 16-year-old daughter had a phone conversation with someone who appeared to be bullying her, laughing at her, and talking over her. As soon as she got off the call, I demanded to know who the hell was speaking to my child in this way. This is a perfect example of what we were just talking about a few minutes ago. That was not a harsh treatment.
No.
I've given some harsh treatments out on the air. I can still deliver a harsh treatment. And that was nothing. That was kid gloves. That was saying, hey, you dumb 16-year-old, you really did embarrass yourself because you don't even know what you're saying and you're a big hypocrite. But she did it in a laughing way. So I don't think it was harmful at all. And good for the host. And Izzy, you're a fool.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
Well, it's sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's all about comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. And there have been so many different reports today and things that have made an impression. But Robert Ray from Fox was down there in Fort Myers, and this hit home earlier today.
This is the worst we've seen it right now. Hurricane force winds here in Fort Myers, downtown on a harbor. That is a fire extinguisher that has come out of the ground. Is whipping. We have trees down. There are boats with the tarps unraveling. The trees just getting knocked around. Our camera and our equipment. We are going to try to find some sort of a shelter as this just came in the past moments here. Incredible winds from Ian as it is making its way to Sanibel Island. We're on the dirty side. It's going to make its way to the north, but we're going to get smashed here. There are downed trees literally everywhere all over this area.
Now, Fox reporter Robert Ray was standing out there just getting pummeled, and he had a helmet on because you just never know what's going to fly through the air and perhaps whack you.
We thought it was bad this morning seeing the surge come in on the Fort Myers beach, and now here this afternoon, Fort Myers just taking a beat. I hope people are inside. There is nothing safe about this remotely, and we are going to go find shelter soon because these winds hurricane force are gusting very intensely right now, and the power, and by the way, the water is rising here. It's come up almost 2 feet in the past hour here on the bay, and we hope that it does not come to fruition.
Now, that was earlier today, obviously. Just remember what President Biden said about this. Now, I played this earlier. I will have to admit that we didn't realize, I had forgotten that this was from a year ago, but I still think it plays here.
Let me be clear. If you're in a state where hurricanes often strike, like Florida or the Gulf Coast or into Texas, a vital part of preparing for hurricane season is to get vaccinated now. Everything is more complicated if you're not vaccinated and a hurricane or natural disaster hits.
I think the message there is if you're vaccinated, double boosted, those high winds are not going to affect you. Just keep that in mind. Have a great night. We'll talk tomorrow, 3 o'clock, right here on St. Louis's home for conservative talk, 97.1 FM Talk.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.